good news recently, and it's you returned from Israel, where a deal was signed between Israel and Jordan for $15 billion worth of gas from Israel to Jordan over 15 years. What's the significance of that deal?
So let me just say that the deal was signed in Jordan between the companies that are operating, the consortium of companies led by an American company, Noble Energy, out of Houston, that operate the fields offshore Israel to supply gas to Jordan. This is a letter of intent, and it follows a previous agreement for smaller amounts of gas. I think that what's really important to notice here is to broaden the aperture a little bit and looking at the Eastern Mediterranean as a sub-region unto its own. And including in that Turkey and Cyprus and Greece and Egypt and Israel and Lebanon, and looking at an area that has new discoveries, some very significant discoveries in Israel and Cyprus, and there's more drilling going on, and potentially in Lebanon and Egypt will have as well. But it's changing the dynamic of how to look at energy as a tool for cooperation. And what we see as the reason that the State Department was involved in mediating some of these deals, not just the one between Noble and Jordan, but others as well in the region, is to look at how can energy serve, after people talk about it for many years as a resource, a resource for conflict, to look at it as a resource for cooperation and integration. And I think that's the real significance here.